This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. So you've heard of drug-sniffing dogs, right? Well, today we read about a new role for canines in places like Argentina, dollar sniffers. Yes, they've been trained to sniff out dollars to combat the black market in greenbacks. So it got us thinking, what does money smell like? Now, dollars are made of cotton and linen, and according to the Treasury, different types of inks are used on different denominations. To understand all this a little bit more, we reached out to Stuart Feierstein at Columbia University's Department of Biological Sciences. Dr. Feierstein, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Listen, I have to ask you, what do you call someone like yourself? What's the official title for someone who is an expert on smells?
Well, we call the field the sense of olfaction. is the true word for the sense of smell. So there's olfaction for smell and gustation for taste. But in the end, everybody just calls me a smell expert, I'm afraid.
Okay, there's nothing like smellologist or something.
No, we don't have that one yet.
Okay. So what about money? Does it have a unique smell?
Well, apparently so, since dogs are able to smell it. I've always thought it did myself, personally. You can always catch that, especially new bills.
That's right. We talk about the fresh, you know, the scent of fresh money, and you think of people smelling fresh dollar bills. Well, after your hands get on it, it's not so fresh.
Picks up all sorts of ugly stuff. So it wouldn't be a bad idea to deodorize it every now and again, I suppose.
Now, I read that money is basically cotton and linen. Do those have distinctive scents?
They're very light. So again, I think it's primarily the ink rather than the paper in this particular case that gives off the odor.
Dr. Feierstein, I'm just curious, how does it work? When the dog smells this money, how does it get from the nose to the brain? What's happening there?
Yes, well, it's a principle of what we call molecular recognition, which is a big word for something that's actually quite simple. In the nose of a dog, way back in the nose of a dog, and in a person as well, we have small cells that communicate with our brain, and on the surface of those cells are little proteins, which we call receptors. And you can think of it as a sort of a lock and a key. The receptors, these proteins, are like a lock, and the odors are like a key. And if the odor fits the receptor just right, the way a key fits a lock, it will activate it. And upon activating it, a signal gets sent to the brain.
I take it that different scents affect people in certain ways. Do you think, you know, smelling money could, do something to someone in some positive way, some negative way?
Well, it makes me feel a lot better, I have to say. It's kind of like new car smell, you know. It just gives you that feeling of prosperity, doesn't it?
If you could put a scent on money, what scent would you choose?
Oh, that's a good one. Chocolate.
Chocolate.
Why not make it really good?
That's right. Stuart Feierstein is at Columbia School of Biological Sciences. Dr. Feierstein, thanks a lot.
My pleasure.